Hello, everybody. This is DJLC on Tinsel Talk, only at radio.dominican.edu. And I'm joined, as usual, by my friend Cotty.
Hello.
You're always so quiet.
I'm sorry.
You suck.
I know.
God, I know what you were talking about, but...
I know you do. That's why I said it.
You're sick. Sick girl. Okay.
You know it's the truth, though, so
you shouldn't advertise that on the radio. You don't know who's listening.
I didn't say a word.
So, what is on tap today, which is Thursday, the... Don't close that. You have an article on there. What is the date today?
It's the 26th of September.
Yes, it is. The 26th of September. Okay. And we have some movie stuff to talk about and some music stuff to talk about and TV shows, including Emmy results. And then, of course, celebrity gossip. I totally forgot what the word was. I forgot the word celebrity. And then I have text post of the week. And then I also want to mention that on Monday is Cotty's birthday, 20.
It is.
Gonna be so young. Oh, man, 20. That was so last year.
For you.
So, what do you have plans for your birthday? I mean, I know, but...
I was like, you're gonna be there.
You should tell everyone else.
Okay, so... I don't know, I kind of want to get creamed tonight, but that's besides the point.
Don't talk about plans, okay? We know someone's listening here.
Okay, so on Saturday...
That'll laugh. Go on. Saturday.
We are going to San Francisco, and I've always wanted to go to Lombard Street.
We don't have to talk about the whole day. I'm talking about get to the 9:30 thing.
Oh, okay.
Have an appointment
with
someone.
Well, at 9:30, I do have an appointment with this guy named Kyle, and I'm going to get another tattoo, so that'll be fun.
I always want to see someone get a tattoo, honestly, because I don't have tattoos. I'm too much of a sissy for tattoos. So, yeah. Birthday. Okay, so movies. I know this is an old movie, but I forgot to talk about it last time, and I feel like it's important to who I am. The internship.
It definitely is. If you know anything about her, I mean, he's gone down on her list, but he's still high up there.
The internship is important in my life because Dylan O'Brien. So I went over the summer, and I went with these two girls that, you know, I don't even really like, but they told me they're going to the internship, and so I was like, hey, I'm going to go. And it worked out pretty well because I didn't have to talk to them all that much.
Because it was a movie.
And I got to see Dylan O'Brien.
I've always wanted to see that. We should watch it this weekend. Like,
it's not out.
Oh, it's not
coming out on DVD,
DVD
till the 22nd of October. But then The Little Mermaid, which is my favorite princess. I love The Little Mermaid. When I went to Disneyland, I went on the ride like 20 times in a row. I have a flounder. A little stuffed flounder. I love The Little Mermaid. If I could be anyone, it'd be The Little Mermaid. And that movie is being re-released on DVD on Tuesday. I already told my mom like a month ago, and I was like, hey, it's coming out the second
The second first day of the week.
And I was like, you got to get it. So, yeah. And then since the last time we have spoken, we saw The City of Bones. And that was like a book series that I've read that I loved. So I was curious about the movie, you know. Got to see the movie. And it was good. I mean, the books were clearly better. But I thought it was decent enough adaptation. I'm not such a big fan on the guy that played Jace. But, well, his acting was good.
I personally feel a different way. I didn't read the book, so I don't have anything to go off of. But I thought the movie was done really well, and I personally thought the main guy was very attractive. But on the whole car ride back to her friend's house, I sat in the back seat, kept my mouth quiet while they talked about not enjoying him on
the
big screen.
If you read the book, you'd be like, oh yeah, that's not Jace.
But he's attractive.
If I rolled my eyes any harder, they'd be stuck in the back of my head. That seems to happen to me a lot lately, actually. And then on Sunday. Okay, so obviously the One Direction movie came out, and we already saw it. But then the director's cut came out, and Sunday we just went and saw it. And we were the only ones in the theater.
It was wonderful. We went at 9:45 at night, so all the little girls had to be in bed by then because they have school the next day.
We had school the next day.
Well, we're adults. So that puts us in a whole different realm.
And there's still no 5 Seconds of Summer in the movie, which kind of made me a little sad. But I mean, it was good still. A little different.
Yeah, they took stuff out, put new stuff in, made it a little bit longer. I liked it.
I did too. Of course I liked it.
I mean,
anything
it's
One Direction.
Direction.
I don't like, because I have no dignity. And then they're making a second movie for One Direction. And so I'm saying, sign me up for tickets right now. I'm already in.
For every day it's out.
Yep. Sign me up 5 times for that movie. And then the book that I read last year that I fell in love with, Fault in Our Stars, they're coming out with a movie next year. And they're beginning filming it. And Shailene Woodley from Secret Life of a Teenage Girl? Secret Life of a... I don't know. Something about where she got pregnant in high school. She's playing Hazel. And then this actor, this young, very attractive young man named Ansel Elgort is playing Augustus. And at first I was like, no, that's not who I pictured. But I've recently changed my mind. My doubts have been mended. And a funny little tidbit, those two play a brother and sister in Divergent, which is also coming out in 2014. And then this one, they're playing boyfriend and girlfriend. Awkward switcheroo right there. And then Dumb and Dumber 2 is supposed to start filming. And like, I loved, when I was younger, I used to love Dumb and Dumber. That was my movie. But I feel like this might be a little too late to start. Have you ever seen Dumb and Dumber?
No.
I feel like a second movie is just, it's not.
Well, I mean, if you watched it as a child, I feel like it would be way too late to make a second movie. I mean, that's over 10 years.
Are you saying I'm old?
Yeah. Glad you got the point
over
there.
Over 10 years. Oh my gosh, that's really sad. I feel so old.
you are 2 decades old.
Oh my god, I am. I'm almost over 2 decades old. And I think I'm going to take a break right there because I like this song. So when we come back, don't even look over here. Gosh, you'll find out when I play it. So when we come back, there's going to be some music news, some TV news. There's a lot of TV news. And a lot of Miley Cyrus news because Miley Cyrus just cannot stay in her house. So, this is DGLC on radio.dominican.edu, and this is I Want Crazy by Hunter Hayes.
I'm booking myself a one-way flight. I gotta see the color in your eyes. You're telling myself I'm gonna be alright. Without you, baby, is a waste of time. Our first date, girl, the seasons changed. God washed away in a summer rain. You can't undo a fall like this. Cause love don't know what distance is. Yeah, I know it's crazy. But I don't want good and I don't want good enough. I want can't sleep, can't breathe without your love. Front porch and one more kiss. It doesn't make sense to anybody else who cares. If you're all I think about, I've searched the world and I know now it ain't right. If you ain't lost your mind, yeah, I don't want easy. I want crazy. Are you with me, baby? Let's be crazy. Scared, don't wanna know why. I wanna feel good, don't have to be right. The world makes all kinds of rules for love. I see you gotta let it do what it does. I don't want just another hug and a kiss goodnight. Catching up calls on a date sometimes. A love that we're rebels and we still believe. We're the kind of crazy people wish that they could be. It doesn't make sense to anybody else who cares. If you're all I think about, I've searched the world and I know now it ain't right. If you ain't lost your mind, yeah, I don't want easy, I want crazy. Are you with me, baby? Let's be crazy. Such thing is wild enough. And maybe we just think too much. Who needs to play it safe in love? Let's be crazy. Yeah.
are back, and this is DJLC on radio.dominican.edu. And before we went on to the break, what are you laughing at?
Nothing.
Don't laugh. No one heard anything. Before I went on to the break. we talked about some movies, including like The Little Mermaid, which is the best movie ever made, and One Direction, and how I'm going to be there next year, same time, same place. So, you know, the second movie. And now we're going to talk about music and TV. And yeah, that's, I can't scroll down. Oh, there we go. Okay, so on music, The Little Mix, which is a UK group from the UK X Factor. Their new single, their new single came out, and it's called Move. I totally have it in here as Move It. Obviously, I've only listened to it like twice, even though it's good. Go, Ted, talk about it.
I really like it. I mean, I have it on my phone already. It's on my iTunes. I've listened to it, I don't know, 10 times already. And it's really catchy. I mean, I feel like I'm going to like their other song better than their other single, Little Me, better. But this one's really catchy, and I just really like it.
It does make you want to dance. I have not gone around to downloading it, so I'm not as into it as I probably will be. And then One Direction is up for 3 EMAs. And if you're wondering what that is, join the club, because I didn't know either. And then it hit me one time, European Music Awards. Who else is up for that?
Taylor Swift, Justin Bieber.
But they're not European. I don't understand that.
I mean, One Direction was up for other awards in America.
But it wasn't like an American music award. Like, it wasn't like, it didn't have America in the title. America. It's America.
I don't, there's a lot of people up for it. There's like 6 people.
And then 5 Seconds of Summer came out with a new song and a music video. And all I can say, what were you laughing at? Oh, that's on here. So they came out with a new music video, and all I have as a caption is, dying, can't breathe.
It was so good.
It's like just them playing in like the circle. They're like playing their instruments and singing and whatever. And then it has like clips of old videos of them. And I have also all caps, Ashton, because he's so cute. I can't. He's the cutest of the cute.
I mean, I personally like Luke better.
I don't care.
I mean,
I don't care.
Well, you should.
Yeah, you're not the one typing the script, so.
Yeah, I know. It would be a little different.
Oh, man. He's such a beefcake. I don't normally say that, don't worry. And then R5, which is a band we've seen live and met and all that. Their CD came out, their very first CD. And they've been a band for 5 years, so that's pretty exciting. Came out. I was like stuck in my throat for a second. And there's a song on there that I'm like totally in love with. It's called One Last Dance.
It's
I have
beautiful.
It on my playlist for
it's
later.
Beautiful. It's beautiful.
I can't. I need to like sit down, even though I'm sitting down.
What's a song Rydell sings? Like, what's the title?
Love
of
Me
that?
Like That.
I really like that one too.
I do too. So it has a lot of really good songs. There's only like 3 or 4 songs that weren't already out, right?
Yeah.
And then they made some studio versions of songs that they didn't have studio versions of.
Which was
Hallelujah.
Much needed.
Yeah. Because it's really annoying to listen on your iPod to songs that are like live, and you just hear this girl like screaming at the top of her lungs, and you jump like, oh God. So yeah. And then Taylor Swift's Red Tour ended with guest Hunter Hayes, and I have your hey.
He was looking real good.
Yeah,
during
he had
that
like a really tight shirt on and really tight pants, and I was like, hey.
And
hey,
his
hey.
Hair was done really nice, and he was just looking real good.
And like he was singing, "I Want Crazy," And I like Taylor Swift. But if you're going to invite a guest onto your, like, tour and have them sing one of their own songs, don't sing along, please.
Or dance.
And please, for the love of God, stop dancing, Taylor Swift. Like, it physically pains me when I have to see her dance.
It's a sight to see, but once you see it, you won't want to see it again.
And then I have stumbled into this, like, slight shopping addiction. And it started with, because I wanted a sweater from Ed Sheeran's tour. And so, like, my mom, I called my mom and she let me buy it, like, with her credit card. Because I don't have money. And when I signed up for, like, the little, what is that called?
You put in your email, you make an account under his website.
Yes, and then you get a free song. I didn't know that at the time. But then I got this free song, and it's, like, from... I don't know.
If
it's, yeah, his new EP or old
EP.
It's
from his old EP, the Plus album.
Yeah, but it didn't. That song never made it onto the CD. So it's a new song for me. It's called We're Fang Stranger. It's good.
It's beautiful.
It's very. Everything he sings is beautiful, though. He could be singing, like, How to Make Toast. And I'd be like, oh, Ed, you know the way to my heart. Like, just put it in the toaster and push the button down. I don't know. Like, when I was thinking about the words in my head just now, I heard him singing it. Uh-huh. I was like, that does sound good. You maybe want to have toast every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then the British group Union J came out with their music video for Beautiful You.
Beautiful Life.
Okay, yeah. Beautiful Life. Again, I don't have that song, so not that into it. I'm into them. Just not into that song. It's okay. It's a good song.
I like it. And again, it's on my iTunes, on my iPod, the whole shebang.
Okay, Beautiful Life. I'm going to just change it here so I don't keep calling it Beautiful You. And the music was good. They were looking pretty good. I didn't like Definitely. This one guy, Jamie, his hair. He like bleached the top of it. And I don't understand when guys do that. Like, maybe. Why? Why are you doing that?
It's Maybe not, what's his name likes it.
I don't care who likes it. I don't. But on to TV.
Well, good thing he's not into
you. Oh, my gosh. I said on to TV, so we're on to TV now. US X Factor is on. And last week, this strapping young lad named Andrew Schultz, he tried out, and he made it past auditions. This is like a whole story. Like, it was unfolding right before the show here.
It was. I'm glad I found this out.
So, the strapping young lad, Andrew Schultz, he was very good. But then Demi Lovato was like, I'm not really sure. And it's like, you better take that back, Demi Lovato, or I'll find your house.
I'll white page your house.
I will find your house, sit on your lawn, and cry until you have to deal with me. Okay? That's the worst punishment. And so he made it, and then, I don't really know, there's this girl I liked, Danny, her name was, and I thought she was really, like, awkward and quirky, and, like, I really liked that, and she sang really, really well. And
she liked books, right? It was her?
Yes. That someone was like, hey, la 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 la, like, talking to her normally, and she's like, I like books. Like, what?
Like, completely out of nowhere. Like, I read books.
Yeah, like, I don't know if we should be talking because I read books and I don't think you do. But the girls group looks really strong. Like, they have a lot of really good singers.
They definitely do.
I don't think the group has so many good talents yet.
No.
And then there was this guy, he tried out and he got four no's. And then his girlfriend tried out and she got four no's, but then he came out and proposed to her, and she said yes, and it was really cute. And so she didn't even really care that she wasn't on X Factor.
And he only did it for her.
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
So he didn't care at all. He probably knew he couldn't sing.
Oh, he was terrible. She was, like, semi-decent. I mean, like, she wasn't bad.
She wasn't terrible, but she wasn't.
But my question is, these people that go on this show and are, like, really, really bad, like, do they know they're bad? Like, are they doing it like, oh, I'm going to do this as a joke. Like, watch, I'm going to get on TV because I'm so bad and that's all I want. Or do they, like, honestly think that they're good? Like, this is my question.
I've been thinking the same thing, especially the acts that we saw last night.
And then it also makes me wonder if, like, X Factor hires people to be bad.
I mean, I know that they choose the worst ones to put on TV. Like, they, everybody auditions at first, and then the good ones are chosen, and then the really bad ones are chosen, and that's who they put on TV.
Yes, but you, like you brought up yesterday, why would you try out if you were bad? That makes me think that, like, X Factor hires people to be really bad so they can have, like, this whole good and bad thing going. I don't know. That's just what I think. But the boot camp is tonight, and so it gets narrowed down from 100 to 40. And Andrew Schultz does not make it as a solo artist. He gets put into this group called Restless Road, right?
Yes.
And they already, like, they just got put together on the show, but they already have an Instagram. They have professional photos done. They have a Twitter. And they already have, like, what they're going to call their fans. And I'm just like, whoa, slow down, little buddies. Like, that is too much for me to take in. Like, we haven't heard you sing yet. And you already are like, we love our roadies. And I'm like, calm down.
Especially, like, because their three voices are completely different.
And then we went and looked them up. And this guy, Zach, he's in it. Like, his voice, okay, I'm assuming he's like,
he's a teenager or 20. Like,
early 20s, late teens. And he has the voice of a 40-year-old man. It's so deep. And country. Like, I'm not sure. Like, and like, I was taken aback.
You have Andrew. He sounds like a teenager. His voice isn't that deep, but it's deep. And then you have Colton, on the other hand. He's, like, in the middle of them. So you have Zach, Colton, Andrew, and
his,
it's like,
his voice just, like, took me back. I was really like, what? And I, like, didn't believe it. So she had, like, made Connie look up another video of him. And then we went on his Instagram, and he has, like, a hashtagging problem. Bring it up. Bring it up. Like, I was getting really, really mad. I have this thing where, like, don't hashtag too much. It's annoying. Read these hashtags. Go, girl. Go.
Okay, so it's a picture of him by the water playing guitar. And he hashtagged it Justin Bieber.
Why?
1D.
What?
Model.
Stop.
Man Crush Monday.
Ew.
I.
No.
Insta Good.
Not Channing Insta Bad. Tatum. Definitely.
Zac
not.
Efron.
Uh-uh.
One Direction.
Ugh.
Guitar.
Eh.
Ladies.
Oh.
TBT.
Stupid. Is that it?
And then someone else hashtagged.
Oh, God. There's more.
When? Words.
What? When?
Yeah. Each of these is a different hashtag. When words fail, music speaks.
That is just beyond
stupid. Someone
else
commented on this, and they were like, marry me.
I, like, don't hashtag. If you're not One Direction, don't hashtag it as 1D. Or if it's not a picture of 1D, don't hashtag it as 1D. And if it's not a picture of Justin Bieber, don't hashtag it as a picture of Justin Bieber. Don't say that you're Man Crush Monday. Like,
ooh,
what?
He did it again.
What are you, your own man crush? Stop. You need to stop. You need to take a step back, several step backs, several hashtagging steps back, and rethink your life. Okay, you, one, you're not that cute. Two, those hashtags, gotta go. I was doing a hand motion, but I realized no one can see me. is there another bad hashtag?
Yeah, they're almost all the same. So he has Justin Bieber, 1D, model, superstar, man crush Monday.
Superstar. How
MCM,
vain is that?
I, model, Insta good, light, bar, sing, song, beat, rap, awesome.
Insta stupid. I just really, like, do not like hashtags. I don't hashtag anything of mine. And I get really annoyed when there's, like, more than three hashtags. Really annoyed. And I hate when people are like, hashtag simple, hashtag girl, hashtag, like, really stupid stuff. Hashtag black, hashtag white, hashtag black and white, hashtag IG daily. Stop. Hashtag shut up. But then we're gonna hop across the pond. To the X Factor UK. My nose itches. And there's this man, this man boy, very good looking man boy named Sal. 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 Sam Callahan. Callahan. Sam Callahan.
I was like, who are we talking about?
And he's really good. Actually, I'm not really sure. I only watched like 30 seconds of his thing, but he was really cute, so I'm on board. And he has a tattoo with the word crazy on his butt. And he like
and
showed
it's like
it.
A crazy font.
He showed it, and he has a nice butt, so definitely on board. yeah. So I guess I'm gonna watch the X Factor UK again to keep an eye out for him if he makes it past boot camp. I feel like I have a pretty good eye for these things, like One Direction, George Shelley. We followed him through when he was solo to Union J till now. Proud moment. I just feel like when I say that something's gonna be popular, like, you should listen to me. I'm like the unfamous Simon Cowell. Like, I can't sing, but I can judge it. And then Dancing Stars, I don't actually watch. I watch some clips of it. But then Amber Riley, I watched. She's from Glee, and she killed it. She got 3 9s on the first night. 3 9s. She was so good. I think she's going to win if she doesn't get voted off for just being too good, which has happened before. And then Brant Daugherty was so hot. So hot. Mm. I don't even know. He wasn't even that good, but he was really hot. I don't think he's going to last long. And then Bill Nye, when he danced, it was, like, hard to watch, honestly. Like, I know that's what the show's mostly about. Like, you know, everyone just trying it, but it was hard to watch. And then he hurt his knee.
He might have to get surgery. He hurt it so bad.
Like, and I thought he was, like, in his 80s. He's in his 50s. Sorry. And then Corbin Bleu from High School Musical's on it. And he did, like, he did a dance to a One Direction song, but then it was, like, what did he say? It was, like, a...
It, like, brought him...
Homage. That's what... I think that's the word. To High School Musical. And so at the end, he was, like, what team? And the crowd was, like, Wildcats! I was so amused by it. Like, at... No one else was really amused by it, but I was thoroughly amused. And I was like, yeah, what team? Yeah, Wildcats. I love High School Musical. 1, 2, and 3 just lost me. And then Glee is back tonight. I'm so excited. And they're coming out with the Beatles episode tonight. And from what I've seen, it looks like Kurt and Blaine get back together. If not, engaged. This is what I've been waiting for since season 2, and this is season 5. Just, I only really started watching the show because of Blaine, so this just makes me really happy, really happy. My nose itches for some reason. There's all this hair on my face. So yeah, there might be a Kurt and Blaine proposal. It looks amazing. I know they kissed. I know it. I saw some pictures of them kissing. It better be in the episode. Their kisses always get cut, and I get really upset. I just want... There's this street in the town I'm in, the city I'm from. It's called Man Love. And, like, this one Thursday, I was driving, not on that street, but I had to cross that street, and it was a Thursday when Glee was on, and I was like, that's all I want tonight. Ow. Is it like smack the desk accidentally? But then the third episode of the season is a tribute to Corey Monteith, and it has promised to bring you to tears. And it's not gonna say anything about how the character dies. They're gonna like just leave that unresolved, because it's supposed to be a celebration of the character's life and not mention his death, even though it's about him dying. And then Breaking Bad, it has either come to an end or is coming to an end within like a week or two. I'm not sure. I don't watch it. But then I've seen a lot about it lately, and I really want to watch it. Like, it looks really good, and I'm pretty interested. But I'm already like have like 2 other shows that I want to watch that I just haven't started. And another show I'm already watching that I'm not done with even season 1 yet, and there's 4 or 5 of those seasons. So I might not get to Breaking Bad until, like, 2015. So I got, like, a whole list of shows that I've been needing to watch. I should just drop out of school now and just watch shows. and then Once Upon a Time, which is a show that I started to watch, and I almost finished both seasons, but then I stopped halfway through the second season. That's coming back for season 3, so that's another show that I have to catch up on and watch. It's a tough life. It is a real tough life.
Very tough.
This next, we're going to go on a break, though. And when we come back, it's going to be Emmys. Woo! No one watches the Emmys my age. But I didn't even watch the Emmys, but I know all about them. Because I'm a professional. This is DJLC on radio.dominican.edu. And this next song is... It's such a good one. Can you guess? Can you guess by the look on my face? Can you guess? Just guess.
One Last Dance by
R5? No, it's Best Song Ever by One Direction.
I would have never guessed.
The best song ever, and that, my friends, was the 69th play of that song. Woo! I was really excited when I saw that, like midway through that song. So we are back. This is DJLC on radio.dominican.edu, and now we're on to the Emmys, which Neil Patrick Harris hosted. So obviously it was pretty good because I feel like he's a really good host. And I feel like the best part of what I saw was Tina Fey and Amy Poehler were, like, in the audience, and they were, like, heckling him the whole time. Like, it was part of the show, obviously. But they were, like, telling him to twerk, and they're wearing 3D glasses, and they're, like, showing that they were saying that so his, like, junk would be in their face more. And it was really funny, and I laughed at the gifts of that. And then everyone makes a big deal about the red carpet, but I don't really care. And all I had to say about it is, All the dresses are too expensive, ugly, or both. I'm done with the red carpet. So best drama went to Breaking Bad, best comedy, Modern Family, best reality competition, The Voice, which surprised me because I don't know. I don't really like The Voice. Best variety series, The Colbert Report, best reality program, Undercover Boss, which I've never seen. Best animated, South Park, which is a good show. I like that show. Best actress for drama was Claire Danes in Homeland. Best supporting actress was Anna Gunn for Breaking Bad. Best actress for comedy was Julia Louis-Dreyfus for Veep. And best supporting actress in the comedy was Merritt Weaver for Nurse Jackie. Best actor for drama was Jeff Daniels, The Newsroom. And supporting actor, Bobby Cannavale for Boardwalk Empire. And for best actor comedy, Jim Parsons from The Big Bang Theory, which that's like one of the only shows I watch on here. I love Big Bang Theory. And I love Sheldon Cooper, so I liked that. And best supporting actor was Tony Hale in from Veep for a comedy. And after the show, E! News, like, I always feel like they cover really dumb things. Like, they always make things sound so shocking when they're not that shocking at all. Like, they had Jane Lynch from Glee and Kaylee Cuoco from Big Bang Theory took off their heels. Like, well, yeah, they took off their heels. If you've ever worn heels, you can only wear them for 5 minutes and they're killing your feet. You have to take them off. You'd be nuts to not take them off. So, of course, they took them off. Just because they're celebrity doesn't mean their feet don't hurt. And then Sofia Vergara was eating a burger and they, like, kind of made a big deal about it. It's just like, oh, what? She eats burgers? Oh, God. I get really annoyed by that type of stuff. Like, yeah, just because they're famous and really rich, they do some normal things. I mean, they pay for expensive things that I would never pay for, but never mind. This thought process isn't going to make sense, so I'm going to stop it there. But that was the Emmys in a nutshell, basically. I mean, I don't know anyone my age that gets excited about the Emmys. So, I mean, did you get excited about the Emmys?
Absolutely not.
You could have lied. Like, yeah, I really love the Emmys. I watched it while you were sleeping.
I live streamed it while I was in class.
Yeah, I just feel like, I don't know. It's kind of an old person thing. Like, no one cares. Now, I don't know. I don't know if I really care about any award show that One Direction's not in.
I was like, really? Really?
Again, I really just have a problem. So we're going to go into Rumor Has It. Shh, I wish I was Adele and I could sing that part. That'd be so cool. Oh, let me get to the long Miley Cyrus news here. Sit back, relax, children. Because we're going on a wild ride.
I like how you grabbed the back of your chair.
Okay, so Miley and Liam Hemsworth are like officially donezo. Done. They're done. It's not even like, oh, they might be done because they're having problems. And like, oh, but no, she went to the premiere with him. No, they're done. And apparently she said that she's wanted to break it off since February, but she just felt like she couldn't. I don't know.
I don't know what that means. I saw that too. She wanted to break it off with him on Valentine's Day.
Harsh. I mean, do it the day before or the day after. You can't do it on the day of.
I feel like the day after would be better.
No, because then it's almost like, oh, thanks for the gift. Adios. And then Liam was seen kissing this actress. And we looked it up and she's not in a movie with him. So it wasn't like they were shooting a film. So he's already moved on. But then at the same time, there's rumors about her and where did it go? Rumors that her and this producer that she's worked with are seeing each other. His name is Mike Will Made It. Like, I don't know if that's really dumb or really clever of a name for a producer. Like, oh, who produced this? Mike Will Made It. You know? Like,
I mean, that is kind of clever.
Yeah, but it's kind of dumb at the same time. So I don't know. It's like this fine line between dumb and clever. I don't know. Maybe it's stupidly clever. But they've been seen at parties together. And I mean, I guess that's her. He's produced a lot of her work. So that could explain that. But who knows? Who knows? They could be doing something else. And Miley is now moving out of the shared house that she shared with Liam Hemsworth. And she's not wearing the ring anymore, but she still has it. And it's a 3.5 carat gold ring worth over $100,000. And I would keep that too, okay? I'd keep it too. Don't give it back. What are you doing? It's your choice. And I'd keep it. Who wouldn't keep it? That reminds me of this thing I saw, and it was like, I'd rather wear flowers around my head than diamonds around my neck. And I was like, what? Like, are you serious? Okay, I mean, that has nothing to do with the ring, but it just reminded me of it. And then she was at iHeartRadio over this past weekend. I have a story about iHeartRadio, actually.
It's a perfect story.
So she's at iHeartRadio, and she was singing Wrecking Ball, and she started crying, and she tried to hide it, but her makeup was, like, running down her face. And now every time I see her, she just looks sad behind the eyes. Don't you think so?
She definitely does. Like, she might be smiling and, like, acting all happy, but you can tell, like, if you look into her eyes, like, she's sad.
I just feel that way. Maybe she's not. Maybe she's happy. Maybe she's super happy. Like, whew, finally, he's gone. Let me go out and show my nipples some more. But my story, okay, I'm going to pause the whole Miley Cyrus thing, and I'm going to tell you the story. So my brother, he is 27. So, you know, he's a grown adult. He has a child. The child is, you know, not a baby. I mean, she's little, but she's not a baby. So I'm just giving you a perspective on, like, how mature he should be. And now I'm going to tell you the story. So my brother, I don't know why he wants to win these tickets for iHeartRadio. Because he likes a few of the artists, but not all of them. Not even the majority. But he calls this radio station. And the question that the radio station posed was, which animal can't jump? Or which... Yeah, it's animal, right?
Yeah.
Oh, which animal can't jump? And my brother was like, that's a trick question. I already know there's multiple animals that can't jump. So he calls up and he's like, that's a trick question. And they say, wrong. And they hang up. And my brother gets so mad because he knows he's right. He calls them every day for a week complaining. And it got to the point where he got to the station manager and they were like, dude, like, the tickets are gone. We can't do anything about that. You could have just said elephant and we would have given you the tickets. And he was just like, well, that's not right. There's multiple animals. And they're like, okay, well, sorry. We know that now. And like, just basically stop calling us. Like, who does that? Like, they're just tickets. Like, it's not that big of a deal. But he was so angry and he called every day at the same time. Like, they probably know his like number and name and they probably even blocked. I would. Like, why would you do that? I don't know. I just thought that was a really dumb, like, what? My brother is really stupid. I hope he's not listening to this or he's going to beat me up when I go home. But then on the back, okay, I'm going to play on the Miley Cyrus stuff. She had another nip slip at iHeartRadio, but it's like, well, duh, she was wearing nothing. Like, she was wearing like this like fishnetted top. It's like, no, duh, you're going to see your nipples. And then she also got this tattoo on her bottom of foot, and one says rolling, and the other one says stone. First off, ouch. Second off, that's dumb. How do you feel? Like, I'm not into tattoos, so how do you feel about tattoos on the bottom of your foot? Don't they wear off?
They do wear off, just like if you get a tattoo on your palm, because you use them all the time. And so they are going to wear off, and you have a lot of nerves down there. I mean, I have a tattoo on the top of my foot. I couldn't imagine getting one on the bottom of my foot. Like, don't sign me up for that in a million years.
And since she's known for twerking, Floyd Mayweather wants her to be his hype girl. Like, just twerk behind him. Like, I can picture this. Like, when he's being, like, announced for boxing. He's boxing. Or fighting. I don't know. He's some type of fighting. He punches people. I know that. I think it's boxing. I'm not a sports person, so I think I can get that wrong. that's okay for me to get that wrong. Anyways, I can see him being like announced for a fight, and she's just like in the back twerking. Just. Oh, can I be a hype girl? And she's, I don't know if it's coming, if it came out already. And the only reason I don't know this is because, I'll explain it to you. She has a new music video called 23, and I don't know if it's coming out or it's came out already. All I saw was that the little preview, her like legs were spread open, and I like sighed deeply and closed the tab. I was just like, click off. And I just, yeah, I don't need to see Miley Cyrus acting the fool again. Is it already out?
No.
Okay, so it's coming out. But then this part, E! News, sometimes, I don't know. They seemed to think it was funny to have a segment about sandwiches that look like Miley's vagina.
Just kidding, it is.
Okay, 23's out, but back to the vagina sandwich. And personally, I think that's really gross. Like, not just because you're, like, talking about, like, someone's own business. Like, that's disrespectful. Like, why are you talking about her private parts? Like, that's not your business. Don't make fun of her for that. Like, you guys are disgusting. I was, like, really, like, what are you doing?
Who thought of that? Like, ooh, let's make a post.
I just think that's really disrespectful. Like, okay, you don't have to respect her, but, like, there's a certain level of respect that every human deserves. And for a website to be talking about your vagina kind of crosses that line.
Definitely.
Especially kind of making fun of it, because the sandwich that I saw on the front, I didn't look through the pictures, because I was really just, like, gross with the, like, with E! News. Like, you guys are disgusting people. And it was, like, a disgusting sandwich. It's like, that's so rude. Just stop. Like, she's... What? No one wants to have their genitals talked about like that. Like, that's terrible. But then she also was talking about her VMA performance and how everyone thought it was a big deal. But she said MTV cut out most of the things she did at the VMAs, including slapping Robin Thicke's butt and all this other crazy stuff. She said that, like, they cut out basically 90% of her performance. And when I saw that, like, the number, I, like, staggered backwards in my chair today. I was like, whoa! Like, they cut out basically everything you did? Everything? Like, you must have done some crazy stuff to cut that out. Because they kept in some crazy stuff. I was, like, really just like, whoa! Like, taken aback. I really, like, did the whole, like, stagger back in my chair by myself. Like, no one was around. I was just basically doing it just to do it. It was, I was really shocked. This microphone won't hold still.
I like how you said still.
Spiel. Okay, so I'm going to go on break again. And this is DJ LC on radio.dominican.edu. But I'm trying to pick a song, because the next song, I'm not feeling it. The song I put in the playlist, I'm not feeling it. I think I'm going to go to One Last Dance by R5 because it's good. So when we come back, I have more celebrity gossip, including Farrah Abrams' Teen Mom. Just can't get enough of her. So this is One Last Dance by R5. Coming up.
Teardrops in your hazel eyes, I can't believe I made you cry. It feels so long since we went wrong, but you're still on my mind. Never meant to break your heart, sometimes things just fall apart. So here's one night to make it right before we say goodbye. So wait up, give me one more chance to make up. I just need one last dance. Freshman year, I saw your face.
we'd be friends till the end? Can we start again? So wait up, wait up. Give me one more chance. Just need one last dance.
That was R5 with One Last Dance. And yes, I know what you're thinking. And yes, he does sound that angelic in person. This is DJLC on radio.dominican.edu. And I just love that song. Love it. But we're on to more celebrity gossip. This time, more different celebrities, just not Miley Cyrus. I got all the Miley Cyrus stuff out of the way first. So Farrah Abrams, she was on Teen Mom. She made a sex tape in May, right?
Something like that.
It was like earlier this year. And now she's trying to deny that she made it. But I don't know how that's going to work.
How do you deny something that you sold?
Yeah, like she got a lot of money off of it. She'd been to porn conventions to promote it. So I'm not sure.
She tries to get $50 for her autograph because of it.
I'm not sure how she is going to deny this tape. I think that's going to be a little bit difficult. And next, Justin Bieber got a new girlfriend. Do you remember her name?
No.
I think she's a model, isn't she?
She is a model.
He got a new girlfriend, and I'm thinking, like, you know, maybe he won't be so crazy now. And then this led me to think, because then I started, like, singing one of his songs on my head. I just need somebody to love. And I was like, maybe he did just need somebody to love. Maybe that was the problem the whole time. I'm going to pass it off to Cassandra.
Okay, so also, Justin Bieber's manager, Scooter, he kicked his friends out. Little Twist and some other dude. And they were going to give him a month to move out. And I guess they were having parties at Justin's house while Justin was in Canada with his family. And he got a phone call from Scooter and said, a lot of your valuables are missing. Like, they're not in your house anymore. And so once he heard that, he kicked Little Twist and that other guy out immediately. But before this, he was going to pay for their apartment that they were going to live in if they would have stayed there for the full month. So I'm wondering if he's still going to do that for them.
Who said that Little Twist was wasn't a good influence? Who said it? I did. I'm telling you, people should listen to me more often, because I call things left and right. I'm just so good at this stuff. So, yeah, I mean, I'm kind of disappointed that he hasn't done anything crazy or stupid or annoying recently, because, like, I only just have this one piece on Justin Bieber, when I usually have seven. I usually have seven, such an exact number. And yeah, I just, he hasn't been annoying me lately. Oh my gosh, why can't I talk? He hasn't been annoying me lately. And so, yeah, I haven't really had any, like, funny thoughts about him. So, that's a little bit disappointing. Like, again, he's kind of, like, not really been heard from recently. And then, like, Amanda Bynes went off the grid. And Lindsay Lohan, like, these are my go-to people. Like, where have you guys been? You're letting me down right now. Do something crazy. But this next piece of news, I felt like, man, it was some news. This mom, in Australia, she found out her daughters were lying about where they were, and they were instead at boys' houses.
Older boys.
Yes, older boys. And they're like young girls, right? Like 13, 14?
I'm guessing.
They're not adults, so they're young girls. And they said that there were some friends' house, but then they were really at these boys' house, older boys. And so for punishment, this mom has put up all four, her daughter and her three friends, all four tickets to One Direction's concert up for sale on eBay. Man.
Now that is a punishment.
That's the worst punishment. I would be like, please, mom, take away my phone and my computer. Take away my bed. I don't care. Just let me have One Direction. That's like the, oh man, that mom means business. Man, I would cry. I'd cry. I was like shocked when I heard that. Like, really, parents do that? She was serious. But I mean, I guess don't lie to your parents if you're a minor. I mean, I guess you shouldn't lie to your parents ever, even if you're an adult. But yeah, I mean, what, how do you feel about this story?
I personally think, I don't know. I don't know how I would, like, discipline my kids if they did this. Because it's, like, that's a big lie for a little teenager, like, young teenager, to be doing this, like, going out with older, like, guys. But, I mean, I'm at the age where I would love those tickets.
I know.
So.
I know.
Go mom, but
I think if I was that mom, I would not only sell the tickets, I'd make them make signs, and I'd make them go to the One Direction concert and stand outside with the signs like, hey, I had tickets for this, but I
chose to go to a guy's house instead.
Yep.
And take pictures of them.
Yep.
And post them everywhere.
I would hope that One Direction saw them too. I'm like, oh. And along the same, it's not along the same lines at all, Burger King.
Did these girls do something to Burger King? Did the mom sell the tickets to Burger King?
The mom no longer bought them Burger King. No, it's not along the lines at all. I just think it's along the lines because it's not really about any type of celebrity, but it's like kind of entertainment news still. That's what I meant by along the same lines. But it has nothing to do with One Direction moms or teenage girls. I mean, I guess it could do with moms and teenage girls. But Burger King is releasing low-calorie fries. And I'm kind of like, what? Not that I eat at Burger King. But how does that happen? I mean, I read the thing and it said that there was like the batter they use, it makes it so the fries absorb less oil. But still, like,
I mean, if you're going to get fries, you want fries.
Yeah, if you're going to get fries, just go all out. Get the fries. Okay? Like, if you're at Burger King, why are you concerned about calories anyway? That's my question.
I'd like a salad with a large drink, please.
I'd like a Big Mac. That's McDonald's.
That's McDonald's.
I would like the biggest burger. I don't know anything at
Burger King.
Yeah.
I like got the Whopper.
Double Whopper. Do they have double Whoppers?
Yeah, I think so.
An extra large fry and a Diet Coke, please. Make sure it's a diet.
Make sure the fries are low calorie too, please.
Like, if you're at Burger King, you don't care about calories. And from Union J, the British boy band, there's a member, his name's JJ. He's very good looking. He used to be a model. Very attractive. His girlfriend's pregnant. And I was like, oh, what? Like, I was kind of sad. But then I realized he's 24, and it's like, yeah, that's...
I thought he was 25.
24, 25, same difference. It's like, that's, you know, kind of normal.
Kind of. That's two down.
That's true. Because one's not into women. One's got a girlfriend and pregnant now. It only is two more in that group. Not that I really care. I could live without all of them.
Wow. How the tables have turned. How the tables have turned.
I'm telling
turned.
You, some Australian kid just came and just like punched me in the back of the head and drugged me off.
You wish you did that.
Not the punching in the back of the head. I'd be kind of upset if someone punched me in the back of the head. So yeah, that's, I don't know, I always feel kind of uncomfortable when I hear about boy band members like getting married and having children. Like, what? You're a boy band member, like, slow your roll. Wait.
Like, you can't do that. Like, wait, Zayn can't years. Get married and JJ can't have a kid.
Yeah. Like, stop. You're in a boy band still. Like, give the appearance that you're single until you're like done, then do whatever you want. Because the boy band thing, it only lasts a couple years. Enjoy it while you can. And she's clearly like at least 6 months pregnant.
Yeah, because I had a 3D, because I kind of stalked them. I found her Instagram. I found his Instagram.
Don't ever put it past her to find your Instagram. She will find your Instagram.
I will. I'm quite good at it. I have skills. Anyways, I found her Instagram, and she had this 3D ultrasound of the baby. And that can't be done till like 5-6 months. Because I remember when my mom was pregnant with my little sister, she didn't get it done till like 7 months.
Yeah. I always feel really uncomfortable with that type of stuff. Like, what? I don't know how to explain it. All I can, the only word that pops in my head is what? What?
I was going to continue saying what.
What, what?
Yeah.
What, what? Hey, Macklemore, can we go thrift shopping?
What really surprised me isn't the pregnancy part, is how old he was. Like, I didn't realize he was...
I thought he was, like, 21, 22, and then I looked at him, I was like, whoa, he's 25.
I mean, that's not that old, but no. It's old.
It's older. You
know? Yeah. Like, I wasn't expecting him to be that old.
Calm down, 19-year-old, okay?
Yeah.
He's not that old. And then... while One Direction was on break, so was 5 Seconds of Summer, and they just started touring again, but while they're on break, this one band member, Luke Hemmings, he kept trying to tweet the other band member, Ashton.
I feel so bad for this kid. Like, I love him.
He kept trying to tweet him, and, like, they're friends. And he kept trying to tweet him, and, like, Ashton never responded, and even one time, you could tell he texted him, too, because he's like, hey, do you have an Australian number yet? No tweet back. And it's just like, if Luke Hemmings... from 5 Seconds of Summer can't get Ashton Irwin from 5 Seconds of Summer to tweet him back, how can I get him to tweet me back? Not that I ever tried to get him to tweet me back, but that goes hope out the door right there.
He also has this new obsession with noses on his smiley faces. And he uses like almost 10
this
noses.
Luke, not Ashton.
Yeah, Luke.
Ashton's not this
Luke. And I love how...
Go on.
Rude.
Keep talking.
That was rude.
I don't care. It's my show.
Doesn't mean you can be rude. Anyways, a lot of fans keep on commenting about it. Like, if you put one more nose on that thing,
you.
I dare you to. And he always retweets it, and I think it's funny. You think it's funny too. You've laughed. Don't even.
Yeah, it's just not radio funny. Like, it's funny, like, when we're sitting in the living room, like, yeah, look at that tweet. It's not radio funny. But there's a, you know, you always got to have a Twitter war with someone. So Adam Levine and Lady Gaga are Twittering it out. And nothing was, like, directly said to anyone. But it was mostly, like, Adam Levine tweeting something. And then Lady Gaga kind of took it as it was about her. Because she tweeted back. Oh, and Adam Levine said, recycling old art for younger generation doesn't make you an artist. It makes you an art teacher. And then he also tweeted, I unabashedly love writing and performing pop music for both myself and everyone around me. That's it. It doesn't need extra sauce. And I feel like that second tweet was way more than 140 characters. Because it had periods and everything in it. But I guess I was on Twitter. And so Lady Gaga responded with, uh-oh, the art police is here. And it just kind of bothers me when people criticize any type of music, really. Because, like, what makes you such an expert on this music? Like, I feel like everyone can like different music, can produce different music, make different music, and no one should say anything about it. Like, if that music is what they want to make or listen to, like, let them be. I just have a real problem with, like, music, pretentious music people, music snobs. I just don't like that type of stuff. Like, don't ever act like pop music, like, you're too good for pop music, okay? Like, pop music is fun, it's catchy, it makes people happy, you want to dance to it, there's nothing wrong with it. You're not better than pop music. Pop music is better than you. Do you have, like, news? Because you're sitting there like you have something to say.
No.
What side are you on, Adam Levine or Lady Gaga?
I personally like Lady Gaga.
Do you really like her? Are you a little monster?
If you want to call me that, then yes.
I don't like names of fans, like Beliebers, Directioners. Like, I don't want to be called that. Even if I'm a fan of that artist, I don't want to be called that. And like, little monster, that sounds weird to me. It makes me uncomfortable.
Especially because it doesn't really go with her name.
And I don't want to be called a roadie. Just really stop. But we are on to another musical break. I should just sing for the musical break. No,
you,
I'm kidding.
You definitely should.
I won't. But when we come back, we have Zac Efron, Oprah, Taylor Swift. No, wait. We have Zac Efron, Oprah, Liam Payne. Yeah, that's what's coming up next. What song should I play now?
I can look at your screen?
Yes, you can look at my screen now. Which one? One, two, three. That. Okay. Okay, we have another five seconds. It's a 5 second summer song. This is the one where they came out with the music video for it, and it was, like, really cute, and I was like, oh my god, I can't breathe. I have a pain in my chest, and I can't breathe. So this is Wherever You Are. Bye, 5 Second Summer. And this has been DJLC on radio.dominican.edu. Play.
For a while we pretended that we never had to end it, but we knew we'd have to say goodbye. You were crying at the airport when they finally closed the plane door. I could barely hold it all inside. Torn in two, and I know I shouldn't tell you.
And I know I shouldn't tell you, but I just can't stop thinking of you.
Oh, and we're back. And this has been DGLC on radio.dominican.edu, and that's Wherever You Are by 5 Seconds of Summer. Man, they also sound just as good in person.
Definitely.
I love them so much. Okay. So, Cassandra?
Well, I was reading right before the show that Amber from Teen Mom, she's the one that was with Gary, and I can't think of the daughter's name.
Leah,
yeah. So she had the drug problem, and she had the choice of going to rehab or jail. She chose jail. I don't know why, but she did. And she was sentenced to 5 years, and that was back in 2012, like the middle of 2012. And she is supposed to get out any day now. So that's 4 years earlier than planned. So she must have been good for a change.
I mean, if she's getting out this early, it's not going to take her long to get back.
That's true.
She's only been in jail for a year. I mean, that's a long time. I wouldn't want to be in jail for a day, but she chose it. So, Zach, speaking of drugs, that was a nice leeway. Hey, look at this. Zach Efron, according to TMZ, spent 5 months in rehab for cocaine and ecstasy abuse. And apparently, it was kind of widely known on the set of his new movie, The Neighbor, which I don't know. I just can't see Zach Efron, like, strung out on anything.
I can't either. Like, when I read that, I was like, what?
And I was like, come on, get your head in the game.
Yeah.
I was like, what team?
Cocaine.
Like, yeah. And he was like, not the Wildcats. And I was like, oh. Yeah. I don't know. I just feel really, I guess I had a positive image of Zac Efron. Like, you know, he's been in like several movies and he's a Disney star. He's like the Disney star practically. And like he's come up in all these like serious movies. I don't know, I feel like there was a lot of buzz about him, like good buzz, and then this, and it's just kind of like, whoa.
But I mean, at least he's taking,
yeah, but just because they're in rehab doesn't mean anything. Like, look at Corey Monteith.
No, I know,
a bunch of stars go to rehab. Look at Lindsay Lohan, she lives at rehab.
I think she wants to be there. Like, did you see how many bags she packed for that?
Okay,
one
to
time?
to be fair though, like there's always that like that commercial for Passages of Malibu.
No, I know.
That rehab center. And it's like, that looks nice. Like, can you book me there? Like, two birds, one stone. Like, I can get rid of my addiction to British men and a vacation. Done. Get me a room there. And I know Cotty here was going to have some feelings about this one. One Direction, Liam Payne. He recently got a new girlfriend named Sophia, and she was, like, going everywhere with them, and she was pretty, and she looked like Lana Del Rey, and kind of wearing some ugly outfits. They broke up. Not that the outfits had anything to do with that.
It definitely did. You see what she wore, like, to his birthday party?
You wearing that pea green jumpsuit to my party, girl? No, that wasn't about what it was about. Apparently, they broke up after she was seen kissing her ex-boyfriend, and it's just like, girl, do you realize what you had? And you go back to like, I was gonna say plain Jane, but
plain
average Joe. Plain Joe, there you go. Made that up myself just now. What? So how do you feel about this? I know you really like, you like the pain.
I do like Liam.
Bring the pain.
I don't, first of all, when you have someone like that, not that he has money, that has nothing to do with this, but like his personality, he looks amazing. he
that body.
Just his character in general, when you have someone like that that's willing to do anything for you and even risk his life to save his best friend, not many people do that. And
I
for
wouldn't.
Exactly. And just, you have that, you can call that yours. You do not, I repeat, you do not go to your ex-boyfriend and make out with him.
Maybe, okay, man, if you're going on just straight up like character, maybe her ex-boyfriend's really, really nice.
But you chose to have
maybe
him.
She didn't, though. Maybe he dumped her.
But then you move on and you have this new boyfriend whose name is Liam Payne. You do not do that.
Bring in the pain.
Like, he's not my favorite, but he's definitely gained points. And you just don't do that when you have someone like that.
I was bringing the pain.
I saw that.
Yeah, so I was just like, what? I would, if I had my claws in Liam, they would be deeply in there.
Yeah, no,
would
you
be
would
go nowhere.
No one is worth.
I would be bringing the pain.
I'm pretty sure he would, but
turn around, there's a snake habitat. I meant to put that in here. There's like, okay, you know Australia. They're in Australia, and there's like a bunch of crazy animals there. They have like platypuses and
those are so
crap.
Crazy.
They have really weird things there. And apparently outside of One Direction's hotel, there was like a snake habitat, and these girls were like,
there was hundreds of them.
Hundreds of girls trying to like get into their hotel through that back area where the snake habitat was, and Liam was just like, there's a snake habitat, right? Go back. Like, are you not reading what I'm saying? The snake habitat.
And then Niall tweets something like, watch him run. Watch all those hundred girls run.
That was the lightning or something.
I don't know.
It was funny. It was funny. Turn back. There's snake habitat. And of course, like online, people are like going nuts with jokes, and they have like Photoshop pictures of him like wrangling up snakes and stuff, and it was funny. I'm pretty sure she went to Australia with him. I swear, like, they went on some vacation. Sophia and Liam, they went on some vacation together. I don't even got time for all this. Like, someone just texted me, and it's just like, I don't even got time for that. I don't care.
And okay, going back to the Sophia subject? Yeah, I guess, yeah. It's not just about his character. That's just a cherry
on
least
the you admit
top.
It.
You have Liam Payne. Liam James Payne. You don't cheat on that man. You don't. That's not something you do. He's an angel sent from above. You don't go kissing your ex-boyfriend when you have that.
I like had something to say, and then someone texted me, and like I'm annoyed now, so like I totally forgot what I was gonna say. But yeah, I'm gonna go on.
I'm really upset with Sophia. She was on my like.
Okay.
I really like her.
No, honestly, like before we came back on break, I was like, "Do you have like strong feelings towards the whole Liam Sophia thing?" She's like, "No, not really." She's like, "I have some feelings, but not really." And I was like, "Okay, well, make them strong because, you know, we need to fill up some time." And now she's like, I don't like her. I have strong feelings about this. I'm not sure if she, like, put on a show or,
no,
like...
No, I've just thought about it because I haven't thought about it in a while. And when she brought it up, I was like, do I have feelings about this? I mean, I know I did when I read it, and then I'm just thinking about it more. You do not do that to Liam Payne.
I think he'll be fine.
No,
he'll move on.
He could get any girl in this world. He'll be fine, but... From the girl's standpoint, don't do that when you have Liam Payne. You will never get better. I mean, there's three other guys that'll do, but...
You left out Zane. I was like, three? There's five members of One Direction. Anyways, so Oprah, she has opened up about her breakdown, and I'm like, okay, girl, slow your roll. Like, everyone has a few breakdowns in their lifetime. We don't care that you had a breakdown. You should see my breakdowns, okay?
Those are wonderful.
Then we can talk.
I should sell tickets. They're a sight to see.
They're not that entertaining.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, the first one was really entertaining when I, like, couldn't even... Never mind. Just, like, crawled for hours.
Got some rug burns.
No, that was different. That was when we were trying to win those Ed Sheeran tickets, and I fell off the bed in excitement when I thought I won, even though I didn't. Yeah, it's just like, Oprah, like... You're not gonna appeal to the masses by saying you had a breakdown. You're not the masses. You're not anything like the masses. Stop. Just be Oprah, okay? Like, sure, you'd be like,
Josh
yeah.
Peck loves you. That, you can be like, good enough.
Yeah, you know, I have some bad times, but you don't have to be like, I had a breakdown. Like, don't. I don't care. Sorry, you're Oprah. You're still living the life.
I know where she lives.
That doesn't make you sound creepy at all.
I've seen her house. I went on a tour. She lives right next to Britney Spears.
I wonder if they have, like poker nights.
And she also lives next to Dr. Phil.
Like, okay, Dr. Phil's going to bring the sodas. I'm going to make a dessert. Brittany's going to make an entree. We're going to meet at my house, and we're going to have a little poker. Bring some wine. I don't know. I feel like they should have potlucks and stuff. Like, if I was a celebrity and lived near celebrities, you better believe I'd be friends with them. Or at least I'd try to be. I'd be at least fake friends. Not that I've ever been a fake friend with someone. I don't know how to do that. Because I'm real. And the world record for twerking was just broken. And one, I didn't know there was a world record for twerking.
I didn't either.
And two, why would you want to break that? Like, why would you, like...
I feel like Miley could.
No, it was, like, the amount of people.
Oh.
Like, twerking at one time.
Yeah.
And it was just like, who was like, you know what? We're going to do this. We are going to do this. We're going to break this record.
When was the record set?
That's what I'm wondering. I don't know.
I feel like twerking wasn't a thing. Like, it just started.
It didn't just start.
I mean, it didn't just start, but I mean, it hasn't been around for that long.
It was like 2 summers ago, I was like joking about Twerk Team 2012. So it's been a while. It's been at least 2 years, if not more. It's just becoming, like, more well-known because of Miley Cyrus. But, and then Victoria Beckham, okay, obviously David Beckham's wife, she's going to have her own documentary. And I'm like, first off, she was the most boring Spice Girl, so what makes you think she's going to have an interesting documentary? Like, she was boring as a Spice Girl, and she's going to have a boring documentary. Count me out. Actually, I'll probably watch it just to see. Because I watch a lot of weird stuff just to get a good laugh out of it sometimes. And with that, I'm going to go to another break. And this time I'm going to play Counting Stars by One Republic. This is DJLC on radio.dominican.edu. And this is One Republic.
Lately, I've been losing sleep. Dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars. Like a swinging vine, swing my heart across the line. In my face is flashing signs. Seek it out and ye shall find. Old, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. And I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told. Kills me, makes me feel alive. Baby, I've been losing sleep. Dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars.
Baby, I've been losing sleep. Dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been loving, praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be. watch it burn. Old, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told. Drowns me, makes me wanna fly. Hey, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been praying hard. Say no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Sing in the river, the lessons I learned. Take that money, watch it burn. Sing in the river, the lessons I learned. Take that money, watch it burn. Sing in the river, the lessons I learned. Take that money, watch it burn. Sing in the river, the lessons I learned. Everything that kills me makes me feel alive. I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we
And we are back. I almost missed that because I was looking at something important. So this is DGLC. And if you're just tuning in, you missed a whole bunch. Like a whole bunch of Miley Cyrus news and the Emmys and some X Factor business. But we are on to the next. And I think you're going to agree with me on this one. Taylor Swift went to the premiere of the movie Romeo and Juliet, and people said that her look stole the show on the
Definitely
red carpet.
Not.
And I was like, no one is stealing the show when Douglas Booth is around. Okay.
I saw pictures of her yesterday, and her hair didn't like it. That dress that she chose, that like
I don't care what she was wearing or what her hair looked like. The fact that Douglas Booth, who plays Romeo, was there, she's not going to steal the show. Like, he's gorgeous.
He definitely is.
Like, and he has, like, a scar on his back like I do. And I'm just like, we are so compatible. It's, like, on the same shoulder and everything.
It is.
And it's, like, looks the same.
Yep.
And I'm like, compatible.
I pointed it out the other day.
Yeah, she did. I was just like, oh, we are meant to be. The scars do align. Yeah, it's like, get out of here with the Taylor Swift stealing. No, Douglas Booth. Okay, everyone, I'm going to go see this movie because of Douglas Booth. But everyone needs to go see Romeo and Juliet, and y'all know what I'm talking about. You'll know what I'm talking about. Douglas Booth is gorgeous. Okay, and then there was... I just saw the word speculation and weather, and I was like, why am I speculating about weather on here? But I didn't read the rest of the sentence. Oh, and back to the whole, like, Romeo and Juliet thing. I guess Taylor Swift is, like, really good friends with the girl that plays Juliet now. And it's just like, I don't really care. Because that was all over E! News, too. Like, how do they become best friends? And it's like, oh, I don't really care. But on to the speculation of whether. People are, like, talking about if Simon Cowell will be in the delivery room. Stop pulling it. Don't look at pictures. I'm distracted now. She had to pull up a picture of Douglas Booth, and now I'm distracted. I'm going to cover my eyes from her computer. So people are wondering whether Simon Cowell will be in the room of the time of the delivery of his child. I'm sorry. I said that really awkwardly.
You added a whole bunch of words that you didn't
It was
have
not
to.
Necessary, but I got jumbled up. Yeah. But like, why would he not be? And then, but then he also was seen holding his, like, baby mama's hand in public for the first time, like, a month ago. And it's like, oh, about time. Like, he only just, you know, knocked her up. Yeah, at least should hold her hand in public. I feel like he got things a little backwards. He should be holding her hand in public before he knocks her up. But, like, I really couldn't see him as a dad before. But then, like, this season of X Factor, I'm like, I could kind of see it.
I feel like he's let roll down, kind of like he's kind of a different person, but not a different person.
I can still see, like, this child of his growing up to be a teenager and, like, singing in the shower, and he just knocks on the door and it's like, it's a no for me.
I need that to happen. Like, it's not even an option.
It's a no for me. I really want to say that and, like, someone be like, understand. I don't know what they'd say to me, but I want them to understand, like, okay, Simon Cowell.
Maybe he should be him for Halloween.
Oh, that'd be so easy. White t-shirt, jeans. I would need, like, a wig, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because my hair is too luxurious to be his hair. That'd be really good. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I could be Simon Cowell, and I could just walk around, and they're like, when people open the door, and they're like, oh, you have to sing or tell me a joke in order to get candy. I'm like, it's a no for me. And then just take their candy, because I'm Simon Cowell.
Take the whole bowl.
I can see it because I feel well. And also, this is on E! News. I didn't read the article, and I'll tell you why. Because it says, who is Drake's favorite Kardashian sister? And I was like, oh, who cares?
I don't care.
Like, tell me, who cares? Why are you making this up? Why are you making this a story? Who's going to be like, oh, man, this is what I've always wanted to know. Who does Drake like in the Kardashians? I hope it's nobody. I hope he hates all of them.
I hope it's just the mom.
She's not a Kardashian, though. She's a Jenner.
So
I said, Wes is your favorite Kardashian sister. I hope it's Scott. That's my favorite Kardashian sister. And then Rob Pattinson has a new girlfriend, and she looks strikingly similar to Kristen Stewart. Did I say Rob Stewart?
No.
Okay. So she looks really close to Kristen Stewart, but then again, like, who really cares? Like, he looks gross. He's, like, greasy, dirty, gross, and I don't feel like him having a girlfriend is a loss to womankind anywhere. I mean, do you feel like, oh, I don't want him to have a boyfriend because I want him all for myself?
A girlfriend, you mean?
Yep.
No, yeah. It's not a loss. I mean, yeah, no.
I must have been thinking about someone else. But real Spy Kids. Where am I? Oh, Lamar Odom. Speaking of the Kardashians, which was two subjects ago. Lamar Odom finally, like, tweeted again after his arrest and drug accusation. And this came after his biological father, made some comments that he is the way he is because the Kardashians. And his dad was, it's, like, openly known, because when him and Khloe had a show, they, like, talked about how his dad is a big drug addict and he was never around for Lamar's childhood. And he basically, like, stood up for the Kardashians, saying that, like, his dad has no right to talk and that the Kardashians were, like, the first family he's ever really known and that they've always been there to support him. And they, like, they have been there since through his darkest days. So I kind of thought that was cool. I mean, I guess him and Khloe aren't necessarily together right now. So I guess maybe that's, like, a stepping stone back. I personally liked them. I liked their show. And, I mean, they've only been married for 4 years. I think they can do it. I really do. I think they can get through the tough times if he can just quit the crack. Crack is whack, Lamar. And this is my last piece of news, really. But Kendra Wilkinson Basket, she was on Girls Next Door. She was Hugh Hefner's ex-girlfriend, and now she's married to a football player. She was in a car accident, and after the car accident, she suffered a minor stroke. And I was just like, whoa, I didn't even know that could happen. But apparently it can. Like, if you have enough brain damage, you can suffer minor strokes. And it might not be clear, like, a normal stroke would be, but it can affect, like, your long-term memory or your short-term memory. That's crazy. That kind of, and I guess that can happen with, like, any type of head injury. Like, if you get any type of concussion, you can get a stroke after that. That's kind of scary.
You can brain hemorrhage too and die from it.
Gosh. I knew about that, actually.
You can have, like...
Because that's why they have to wake you up every 2 hours when you have a concussion.
Yeah, it's obnoxious. Been there, done that, don't want to do it again. But I was talking to one of my teachers, and that's how her dad died. Because he got into a car accident, and he had a minor bleeding. And they didn't know about it, and that's how he died.
Yeah, but she's okay, like... She's recovered from the car accident. She seems to be doing fine. She's not dead. So
I mean, but once you have a stroke, you have a way higher chance of getting another one. Like,
well, if you have any type of brain damage ever in your life, you have a really high chance of getting a stroke later on in life. So lucky you. Oh, my brother, he is going to be in for a doozy because he's had so many concussions. And that's it. That's my last piece of news. But then... Because I'm on Tumblr so very often, like, I don't have Facebook, a personal Facebook, I'm on Tumblr. That's what I do with my time, that I'm not doing homework, which is never. And so, you know, there's text posts, it's just words, and I decided that I'm going to pick out a text post that I think is funny, clever, or, like, dead on the money, and I'm gonna present it to you guys. And this one's smart, I think. I think a lot of people should take this one's advice. It says, yeah, boyfriends are pretty cool, but have you ever heard of chocolate fountains? And I'm like, yes, yeah, yeah, chocolate fountains are the best. They are really the best. I love chocolate fountains. I mean, my mom would never let me, like, drink out of a chocolate fountain, but if I could, I would. I'd just put my head under there and just let it flow. I love chocolate fountains. I had one for my birthday 1 year. It was awesome. I mean, it was only my family there. It wasn't like a party, but I love chocolate fountains. I really love chocolate fountains, and that might be better than a boyfriend. So have no fear. Chocolate fountains are here. That wasn't planned. I'm just that clever. And until next time, which will, I think, be next Thursday.
It will be. There's no game. I don't think.
There's no game. I don't know. There's one on Saturday that I have to work. Yeah.
Yeah, there's one Wednesday.
I don't even play sports, but I have to work for the sports.
Wednesday. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't play sports here. I haven't played sports in like 3 years. What am I talking about? Anyways, so that's a goodbye. So next Thursday, I will be here. Same time, same place. 7 o'clock. Since we'll talk, me, DJLC, and most likely, Cotty. And next time she'll be 20. She'll be a whole year older. Oh, she's gonna be so old, so old. And she's gonna have a new tattoo. And she's gonna have blue hair.
I'm just changing.
Aqua hair. She's gonna have aqua hair. I'm doing the aqua hair.
I'm tomorrow.
Dying it. Yeah, I'm dying it. I'm that crafty. I can dye hair. I'm trusted to dye hair. Okay, that's...
We had a whole conversation
that's
on this.
A whole other subject. Like, that someone actually trusts me to dye their hair. Wow. That's friendship. So anyways, until next time, I'm gonna go watch some Glee. This is DGLC on radio.dominican.edu, and I will leave you with... Ew... If I Can't Be With You by R5 from their new CD. I don't wanna be famous. I don't wanna if I can't be with you. Everything I eat tastes less. Everything I see don't compare to you. Paris wanna go in Vegas. I'd rather stay with you if I had to choose. Maybe.